Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're sitting down with Helper Mayor Lanice Peterman, and we're going to be talking about the city's river revitalization program. Thank you again, Mayor Peterman, for taking the time to come sit down with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So kind of the genesis of this interview was you recently spoke on a panel regarding federal funding along the entire Colorado Basin region, and you spoke specifically on the River Revitalization Program, and I just thought it was really interesting and something that the public should know a little bit more about. So could you just explain what is the River Revitalization Program?
Sure. Back in 2013, riverrestoration.org developed a conceptual plan for the Price River as it runs through Helper. They created six phases where we could begin to recover an endangered species fish, the bluehead sucker gill fish, and also to allow for human passage. So it was really a win-win. And what we focused on was creating small phases so that we could pursue funding and get the work done instead of looking at the whole project and going, oh gosh, we think we need $6 million to do this. So the one panel I sat on was specifically about phase six, which we just completed. So we have done our conceptual plan and brought it to reality. And that one was funded by the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act dollars. So we received $1.5 million to remove an obsolete diversion dam, which was roughly about 15 feet tall, concrete. It wasn't being used anymore. All the ditch companies had come together in a different diversion. So we wanted to create a passage for the fish and for people. So we needed to take that down. And that's what we did with that $1.5 million. It was quite the project.
And that sounds just like a massive undertaking. So props to you guys for really pushing through and completing this. And then I guess something the public would kind of want to know is, how is this benefiting not just Helper, but also Carbon County on a larger scale?
Well, I think it's all about creating that carbon corridor. So attracting people to Helper will bring people to Price and to Wellington and to East Carbon. So, you know, it's another tool in our economic toolkit, so to speak, that benefits all of the county. So, you know, that's my hope, is people will come and tube the river, but then maybe they'll come into Price and grab a bite to eat and check out some trails up at Woodhead, that type of thing. So, you know, the more amenities we have together, the more attractive we are to keep people in Carbon County for a couple of days to do things, spend money, stay overnight, which benefits all of us.
And then what's coming up next for this river revitalization?
So I've asked riverrestoration.org to develop kind of the next conceptual plan. The work isn't finished. I mean, initially we were removing cars and railroad ties and things of that nature. So now, you know, we're really in a position to revisit the entire river span and determine, hey, we really should clean up this or do that. So I've asked riverrestoration.org to help create that plan. They were the visionaries of the plan. Trout Unlimited was a wildly strategic partner through the process. They, in fact, pointed us to the BIL or BIA funding we received. And, you know, just the Watershed Restoration Initiative, critical partners, people, Outdoor Rec, the Utah Division of Outdoor Rec. There have been so many people, divisions, departments involved in bringing this project to fruition that I really want to make sure that they all get a big shout out and know that we're going to be looking for more here in the future.
Well, Mayor Peterman, thank you again, but unfortunately we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with, though?
No, just get out, enjoy the river. It's there. You have ingress and egress. You can fish, you can tube, you can swim in some of the swimming pockets we've developed, and just really enjoy it.
Well, thank you again, Mayor Peterman. Again, that was Mayor Lanice Peterman of Helper talking about the city's river revitalization program. For more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM or 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.